Okay, let's sing. Your only Son, no sin to hide, but you have sent him from your side to walk upon this guilty sod and to become the Lamb of God. O Lamb of God, sweet Lamb of God, I love the Holy Lamb of God. O wash me in his precious blood, my Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Your gift of love they crucified. They laughed in scorn him as he died. The humble king they named the cross and sacrificed the Lamb of God. O Lamb of God, sweet Lamb of God, I love the holy Lamb of God. O wash me in his precious blood, my Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. I was so lost, I should have died, but you have brought me to your side to be led by your staff and rod and to be called the Lamb of God. O Lamb of God, sweet Lamb of God, I love the holy Lamb of God. O wash me in his precious blood, my Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God.
Hey, Crystal, let's dance and sing. In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my life, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm.
285 in the big book, first and last verses.
Light from the throne shines for you.
Zion's glorious omission, a new birth souls redeemed by blood, they hear their kindred strains. Divine, I heard the song and strove to join.
Let's sing the first and the last. Let's sing. My precious Savior suffered pain and agony, He bore it all, and I might live. He broke the bonds of sin and set the captive free.
He bore it all, that I might live.
His presence.
Bore it all that I might see His shining.
407.
He leadeth me, for blessed followers, with heavenly comfort brought. Whate'er I do, where'er I be, still Jesus and that leadeth me.
Well, is there anyone else that would like to lead a song? Okay, the song of invitation will be number 280. 280.
So I wanted to give an invitation about who and where, but before I did that, I do want to apologize. Apparently, I have a bad habit of getting up here on Wednesday night when someone else is scheduled to give the invitation, and I don't know what's in my brain. Apparently nothing. But so if I have done that when you have been scheduled, please forgive me. I'm not trying to say that you can't give a good invitation. It's just, I guess when you're 63, you could just start throwing things off on senioritis. So I'll do that. Put it off on senioritis. But thank you for being prepared, and I'm sorry if I've offended you that way. So if I come up here on a Wednesday night, you know how they used to have those big hooks and they'd pull someone off the stage? Pull me off the stage. Because Matt and I, we don't do Wednesday night anymore. We just do Sunday night. So I'm reminded about a rabbi that was traveling in the Holy Lands. And he was going down to Capernaum and he came upon an old Roman fortress that was still being guarded. And he wanted to go in and just to investigate the fortress. And as he went to go in, the guard said, "Who are you? And where are you going?" And he stopped. He didn't think he heard the guard right. He said, "What did you say?" And he said, "I ask, who are you? And where are you going?" And the rabbi looked up at the guard and he said, "I don't know what they're paying you to ask that question, but I will double what they pay you if you stand outside of the door of my house, and every day as I leave out my door, you ask those two questions. Who are you and where are you going?" You know, I believe that's a good question for all of us. Sometimes people invest so much time and effort and not knowing what they're all about and really not knowing where they're heading in life. Jesus talked about the folly of that. Over in Matthew chapter 6, he said, "Do not lay up for yourself treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he'll be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon." One of the greatest compliments that I believe that was ever paid me was done by the most unlikely place. I was getting my income taxes prepared. I go down to Arab, Alabama, and Mr. Rodney Melton prepares my taxes. The first principal I had in Huntsville City Schools recommended Mr. Milton. And he has done a terrific job for us, kept us out of jail. That's always good news. But Mr. Melton knew my tax situation, and he turned my tax preparation over to his daughter, who's also a CPA, Tanya. And I was coming in one year, and Tanya said, "There's the counselor." And Ronnie said, "No." She said, "Yeah, he's a counselor. He's over there in Huntsville City Schools. He's a counselor." See, and Ronnie said, "No. He's the preacher that does counseling so he can preach." Who are you? And where are you going? One last passage, the 139th Psalm. "O Lord, you have searched me and know me. You know my sitting down, my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue. But behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You have hedged me behind and before and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, and I cannot attain it." And then in verse 23, "Search me, O God. Know my heart. Try me. Know my anxieties. And see if there's any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way of everlasting." Let us be that type of people, where we know who we are. We're children of the King. And let's know where we're really heading. We're marching to Zion. We're heading to heaven. And if you want to get on that road too, you can tonight. You can render obedience and obey the gospel and become a Christian. Be baptized. Have your sins washed away. Or if you've gotten off that trail to heaven, then you can get back on. If you want the prayers of the saints here, just let us know, and we'll help you in this prayer or this invitation. We can respond to now as we stand and as we sing.
"I have decided to follow Jesus.